Happy Wednesday, Sonny.
Happy Wednesday, Kim. And sporty Nations Cup greetings once again to all our Voice of America listeners. First round action comes to a close later Wednesday evening at the 30th Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Equatorial Guinea. Cameroon will play Ivory Coast in the capital, Malabo, and Guinea will go against Mali in Mongomo. At stake are the final two quarterfinal berths at the African Football Jamboree. The four teams, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, Guinea, and Mali, are deadlocked entering the matches. Each has 2 points from two matches, two goals scored, and two goals given up for identical goal difference. So I say there's a lot to play for as each team tries to make it to the last eight. Cameroon is a four-time Nations Cup champion. Ivory Coast won the trophy in 1992, while the best previous Nations Cup performances by Mali and Guinea were as runners-up in 1972 and 1976, respectively. In Nations Cup results Tuesday, my two top picks to lift the trophy on February 8th in Bata, Ghana and Algeria, both advanced to the quarterfinals with victories. Ghana defeated South Africa 2-1 in Mongomo, with the Black Stars getting a late goal from Andre Dede Ayew, one of the sons of Ghanaian football great Abedi Pele. And Algeria, Africa's highest-ranked team, topped Senegal 2-0 in Malabo on goals by Riyad Mahrez and Nabil Bentaleb. I'll have more Nations Cup news, but first, we're going to hear from a great athlete from Ethiopia. The recent Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon in the Middle East was dominated by Ethiopia as the distance running power swept the men's and women's titles and took the top 10 places in the men's race. Lemmy Berhanu won the overall title in Dubai in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 28 seconds, and Afalefich Mergia won the women's crown in 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 2 seconds. The energetic Andy Edwards was joined in the international commentator's booth in Dubai by longtime Ethiopian running star Haile Gebrselassie. And Andy and Haile chatted a bit after the race. Here's Andy.
We're in conversation with one of the great ones of track and field, Haile Gebrselassie. We're in Dubai, and Haile has shown one of his many skills, that is as a co-commentator on TV, but we've been celebrating a tremendous running from the Ethiopians. Leminu Berhanu Haile, not a very well-known Ethiopian, must be said, has broken through to win the men's title, and Asalefeh Mergia has come back from having a baby to win her third Dubai title, and Haile has watched them both. Let's take the men. Your namesake, Haile, Berhanu Haile. Tremendous run from him to beat Lelisa De Sissa, who's really experienced, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What I was expecting, you know, around the 35, 37K, I thought, you know, just Lelisa is going to win, you know, the rest. But what you see, you know, just from Haile, he was very strong. He looks very relaxed. And the kilometer 40, what I said, you know, this guy, you know, is going to win. Because, you know, just first, you know, just when you run a marathon here in Dubai, you don't need to be, you know, experienced athlete. Mostly, you know, just who won the race, who ran, you know, first marathon. Same thing what happened today. But the only thing, you know, just when we come to the tactic, you know, it was a bit tactic, you know. It's a very tactic race, you know, just especially the last 3-4 kilometers.
They finished okay outside the men's course record, but it was wonderful racing, wasn't it? I mean, for me, both this and the women's racing marathon, we saw runners giving everything, and it's the peak of athletics.
Exactly, especially when you run a marathon, nothing left, you know, just in your body. It's normal. Well, one thing, what you don't complain at the end of the marathon, because of you run the marathon. It's a marathon. It's 42K. And if you ask everyone who finished the marathon, what is your regret? Nothing. Because of a marathon.
Let's come to the women's race. I mean, for a long time, we had an Ethiopian-born runner running for Bahrain, Tifis Tufa, out there in front. She'd won Shanghai last November. She ran 2:21 there. But she was running 2:19 pace and leading a really good field by 2 minutes. Did she go out too soon?
Exactly. Her mistake was not just to start very soon, very early. Shouldn't be like that. She should stay, you know, with the group. Well, finally she paid the price. And you see the other, I mean, especially at the last part, you know, it's getting warmer. That's, you know, just hard, you know, just to push alone. You need somebody to assist. If you look, you know, just a group of women who running behind her, they were, you know, doing a right job with the pacemaker.
A fine win, though, and a third in Dubai for Aselefeh Mergia after having had a baby. She's a really quality athlete, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Today, I was, you know, just scaring a lot, you know, just during the race, because Chirino, she's a very, I mean, a very fast runner. She ran, you know, good for half marathon. And but Merga, she used her experience. She knows, you know, just the Dubai course. And she's also a very, very strong fighter. And plus, you know, she ran in front of her husband, her little baby, just only, you know, just a year and something, and a year and a half. It's wonderful. And plus, you know, they are both, you know, the husband and wife, they are my friends, and I'm so happy. I'm so excited. You know.
It certainly was a family celebration. And also worth noting, Gladys Chirono of Kenya, she's a world half marathon champion, but this was her debut marathon. She finished second. She almost beat Mergia. She's one to watch, isn't she?
Exactly. Watch her, you know, just the next marathon. You know, she's strong. I mean, I don't expect, you know, just the first marathon to run such. Almost she won. Almost she won the race. Don't underestimate, you know, just about this athlete. You know, the only thing was she made the experience.
One more question, Haile. You're looking as fit as ever. You're clearly a very busy man, the way you're in demand here in Dubai. Are you, I mean, if we say Haile Gebrselassie now, businessman runner, is that the way to term you?
I'm doing a lot here in Dubai, you know, just things what I have done, you know, just since they start the marathon is a lot. But, you know, I wish, you know, just to run a marathon. Of course, now I'm switched to a business and I'm doing a lot, you know, just in my business, over 1,600 people to work in the company. And, you know, I'm doing a farm, school, hotels, fitness center, cinema, a lot, and selling cars. Many small things make, you know, big business.
But do you still reserve some time to run each day?
Of course, every day, early morning, 5:30, I am in training.
That's the way we all should live our lives. Haile Gebrselassie, thank you very much for talking to us. Thanks very much, Haile.
Thank you.
And thank you, Andy Edwards. I enjoyed that conversation you just had with the legendary Ethiopian runner, Haile Gebrselassie. Back to the Nations Cup. We now know 6 of the 8 quarterfinalists at Equatorial Guinea 2015, the African Football Championship. Let's take a look at the quarterfinal matchups as they now stand. On Saturday, there will be 2 quarterfinals in the port city of Bata. The first game is an all-Congolese quarterfinal between the Red Devils from Congo-Brazzaville and the Leopards from the Democratic Republic of Congo. In the second quarterfinal in Bata, the National Thunder from Equatorial Guinea will host the Carthage Eagles from Tunisia. And yes, I think it's safe to say the National Thunder, by storming into the quarterfinals, has absolutely delighted the local fans in Equatorial Guinea. And don't forget, VOA Nations Cup fans, Equatorial Guinea's head coach, Esteban Becker of Argentina, took charge of the squad only 11 days before the tournament kicked off. On Sunday, we'll have 2 more quarterfinals at the Africa Cup of Nations, and these will be played in Malabo. The Black Stars of Ghana will go against the runner-up in Group D, and that will be followed by a game between the Desert Foxes of Algeria and the winner of Group D. As I mentioned earlier, Andre Dede Ayew scored the game-winning goal for Ghana in their 2-1 victory over South Africa on Tuesday. In the 83rd minute, Ayew rose and met a crossing pass from the left from Baba Rahman, and Andre knocked home a firm header. It was his second goal of the tournament. Ayew is now tied with Kieve Bafuma of Congo Brazzaville and Ahmed Akahachi of Tunisia as the joint top scorers at this Nations Cup. And since all three players will be in action this weekend in the quarterfinals, it'll be interesting to see if they find the net once or twice, maybe three more times, who knows, before this competition ends. And I want to give a Sunnyside of Sports shout-out for Mandla Musango, who scored perhaps the best goal at this Nations Cup in that loss to Ghana. Musango gave South Africa a 17th-minute lead in stunning fashion when a defensive header fell to him outside the penalty area, and he unleashed a spectacular volley. Let's take a quick look at the remainder of the Nations Cup calendar. On Wednesday, February 4th, 1 week from today, in Bata, we'll have the first semifinal. The second Nations Cup semifinal will be played on Thursday, February 5th, in Malabo. The third-place match, what the whole sports emperor Barry Mon likes to call the Kiss Your Sister match, well, that will be played on Saturday, February 7th, in Malabo. And then the 30th Nations Cup final will be in the spotlight when a new champion is crowned on Sunday, February 8th, in Bata. Lots to look forward to right here on the Voice.